Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope, you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today I would like to read from my little book, Do It Now, what is one of the shortest of the sayings. A few days ago I had probably the longest, so this is a decent balance. Laugh with your whole being, not only with your vocal cords. You know, in spiritual teaching, people tend to get too gloomy. Yogananda, my spiritual teacher, said that the spiritual path is the funeral of all sorrows. And one of the things that he recommended for a balanced life was to read one funny story a day. It was a sheer delight living with him for many reasons, but among them for the wholeheartedness of his laughter and his humor. He would laugh with his whole being. And this has been found to be very therapeutic. When you laugh, put your whole self into it. He used to say, when you're with people, be with them wholeheartedly. When you're alone, be with God. And in the same way, whatever we do, we should put our heart into it, not just our minds. Laughter is, and it's been often described as the best medicine, it's very therapeutic. The way to laugh fully is to use your diaphragm and your stomach and not just do it, as I said, with the vocal cords. But apart from that, what we're really talking about is the importance of having a joyful attitude in everything that you do. Because our attitude, I know that attitude has been sort of corrupted in recent times to mean bad attitude. But really, attitude, good attitude, right attitude, is one of the most important things to seek to develop in a balanced life. I talk of the spiritual path, but I'm also talking of a balanced life, of the way you handle your business, the way you meet your friends, everything. It's very interesting to see, or I should say perhaps even listen to, a group of friends sitting around the patio or around a dining table or just in the living room talking, and frequently the conversation begets laughter. So then listening to the kinds of laughter that people emit. Some give sort of a bray like a donkey, like that. Other people, it's a very sort of intellectual sneer, like this. But when you can laugh genuinely, what you're doing is also including other people's happiness in your happiness. It's a laugh that includes others. It doesn't put anybody down. It doesn't try to build yourself up and make yourself seem more important. It's just, I've often mentioned the British humorist P.G. Wodehouse. I think probably what I like best about the man is the kindness of his humor. He never laughs at people. It's more like a God's eye view of humanity, which can see the absurdity, and yet at the same time loves them, loves us all, and in that love sort of sees that we're basically good people, or that we're trying hard, or whatever, but it's on our side, not opposed to us. So much humor is of the other kind. It's a kind of humor that tries to put down, to sneer at, to make fun of. A lot of ethnic jokes are like that. And I think the best ethnic jokes that I know, the ones I like the best, are the ones that groups tell on themselves. For instance, there's a beautiful story that was told me by a Jew about this Jew who went walking and happened to pass a church, and before he knew it, he was being swept up in a crowd of people rushing in to get baptized. And before he knew it, he was baptized, and he came home, and he saw his wife, and he said, "Dear, I've got some terrible news to share with you." And the wife said, "Well, tell me later, because the stores are closing, and I need $100 to buy a dress." And so he gave her $100, and his daughter came in, and he said to her, "Well, dear, sit down. I've got something really terrible to share with you." And the daughter said, "Well, Dad, tell me later. The stores are closing, and I need $100 to buy a hat." So he gave her $100. And his son came in, and he said to the son, "Sit down, son. I've got some really heavy news." And the son said, "Well, Dad, I want to hear it, but tell me later, because the stores are closing, and I need a couple of $100 to buy a part for the car." So the father gave him a couple of $100. Then he sat down, and he said, "Well, how do you like that? A Christian only 1 hour, and already the Jews have taken me for $400. So that's a good joke, because it's not against the Jews. It's really not the Christian against the Christians. It's just sort of fun. And also it marks the delusion that people have had of thinking that people take them just because they're of another race or religion. But this kind of humor is fine. But that kind of humor which puts down, which derides the stupidity of others, this kind of thing is not what I'm talking about here. When you laugh with your whole being, you automatically are laughing in such a way as to, well, you're relaxed for one thing, and you're sort of including other people in your laughter. There's a good story in The Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell, and I wrote lyrics for this story, but it isn't on the album, so let me sing them to you, and then we'll hear the music itself. To Dublin town one day came a monk wise and grey. "Good people, come," he cried, "give ear. No matter your state, how rich or how great, in God's eyes it's nothing at all. The riches you'd gain with struggle and strain are nothing, oh, nothing at all. An urchin brightly thought, if all gain is but naught, and if the good Lord heeds it not, what harm would I make by lifting that cake? Why, none, the cake's nothing at all. Oh, sure, and it's sweet, and soft, and a treat. Sure, too, but it's nothing at all." He'd spied the cake itself on a bakery shelf, so angel-like he smiled and drew near. As trout swallow bait, he lifted the plate and ran like a two-legged deer. Yes, off he did run, like shot from a gun, or wind, or a two-legged deer. The baker's wife then sped, took a stick to his head, and scolded well and angrily. "Ow, ouch," the boy cried, "that wicked monk lied. All gain," he said's "nothing at all. Take that," she replied, "if gain is your guide, this pain too is nothing at all." And so, of course, the joke here is that if you're going to consider things not important, then you have to consider the wrongs that you do and the pain that follows not important either. The pain isn't important. It's all a part of an infinite dream. Let me play the music to this. Dublin Town, played by Derek Bell from The Mystic Harp. Thank you. joy to you, friends.